is going on, guys? Matt Downs with Daily Grind Fantasy Sports to break down this MLB 8-game slate. I cannot wait to break this down, but first, a couple of announcements. First and foremost, if you guys are still struggling with DFS, and if you guys want any kind of general direction to go in as far as strategy, of course, we always have our Patreon, $20 a month, guys. We provide you with our favorite leverage stacks, especially for MLB. This is the best thing that you can possibly do, because in MLB, you have to fade the chalk, and then you have to put your eggs into a basket somewhere else, or many baskets. But what we do on Patreon is we tell you what baskets to invest in, okay? We tell you what teams to invest in. Like today, New York Yankees look like a good one-off. But again, we have to look at statistics. We have to look at ownership. We have to see where it makes sense. And that's the one great thing about leverage we always preach. The last two nights, Colorado Rockies did not appear in the optimal lineup. But guess what? They were the highest owned stack. So because of that, you have to leverage yourself against the field. In big GPPs, I faded Colorado completely. Came in 8th place in a $40,000 contest. Or 40,000 person contest, rather. So again, GPPs can be easy. It's just about strategy, how you approach that contest. And again, all of that can be researched over at patreon.com/DGFantasy if you guys want to go ahead and give that a visit. Also, for this slate, if you guys have any questions about this slate, feel free to ask any questions in the comment section below and the YouTube video. I'll be sure to get through all those comments and questions throughout the day. So let's go ahead and dive right into the slate. We have an 8-game slate, like I stated. We're going to start at the run in the run column and go all the way down, because that's going to determine where the chalk is. As of right now, as far as weather concerns, we do not have much. We have a little bit of concerns in the Mets Atlanta game, but right now it doesn't look like it's going to be too much of a factor. Starting at the top here for the runs, we have Colorado projected at the highest I've seen so far this season at 7.09 total runs. That's one greater run than any of the other teams on the slate. The next highest is going to be San Francisco at Colorado. Like I said, if you guys are playing, or if you're playing people from Colorado, it's because of the heavy high elevation. That park in general has a very big history for a hitter-friendly ballpark. So I do like both of these teams in the spot for cash games. If you guys are playing anything other than Colorado and San Francisco today, you're doing it wrong. Right now, we don't even have a starting pitcher for Colorado. We will have that announced a little bit later. Right now, it is 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so I'm sure we will get that news, and the lines will move further in either one of these teams' favor. Scrolling down, the next on the list is going to be the Yankees with a 5.81 run total. Next on the list is going to be Oakland with a 4.83 run total. Then we have the Dodgers with a 4.2 run total. The Mets with a 3.85. San Diego, 3.8. Seattle, 3.67. Atlanta, 3.65. And then everybody else right now, we don't have a loaded run total. Again, it's because it's so early in the day and we don't have anything to bet on. So once those pitchers do get announced and we have a better understanding of the game, whether those lines will be released. But nothing, I guess my whole point is, nothing's going to top this 7.09 run total by Colorado. Target these guys in very small GPPs. Target them in cash. Everybody else is going to be in play as far as a GPP option. I'm assuming the ownership will be so heavily inflated on Colorado that all these guys will become a great leverage spot. But which ones are going to be our favorite? Again, you can find that out on Patreon. So starting with the Phillies and the Yankees matchup, let's go ahead through the matchups. Jake Arrieta struggles immensely versus lefties. However, versus righties, he's pretty dominant. Thankfully, the New York Yankees are a righty-dominated lineup, so I could see this being a very sneaky GPP option for a pitching matchup. I mean, if we look throughout the lineup, the only lefty batter is going to be Hicks, and then Gardner here at the very end. And again, this is the projected lineup, a righty-dominated lineup from the Yankees, and I do suspect they should struggle a little bit versus Arrieta. But again, they are the Yankees. They're still one of the best hitting teams in the entire league. If you guys look on the left side, just a total green spot for ISO and weighted on base average, regardless of the matchup here versus righties for the Yankees. So could be a hit or miss for either one of these sides. I do suspect Jake Arrieta will carry bottom of the barrel ownership. So if you guys want to go that route, feel free to do so. Switching to the other side, this is a very bad matchup for the Philly hitters. Gerrit Cole obviously is one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. and the Yankees acquire them over the offseason. The Philly hitters do have a lot of green, though. This is not a very prime matchup for Gerrit Cole because of all of this green on this left side, starting with McCutchen all the way through Gregorius. And then that starts to taper off a little throughout the entire rest of the lineup. Going to the next game here on the slate is going to be the Mets versus Atlanta. Sakura is a very good pitcher and is going against a very good or very bad matchup against the Mets. The Mets have been hitting pretty well with the exception of yesterday. Just a lot of green throughout the lineup. Again, a lot of these matchups are going to be hit or miss. They're either going to come out and get pulled pretty early, or they're going to stay pretty much the length of the game, at least throughout the sixth inning. So, another matchup that just screams GBP all over it, Soroka versus the Mets. I see you can grab either side. If you look at Soroka, a 309 weighted on-base average and a 127 ISO for against lefties, and then against righties it's a 233 weighted on base average and a 0.05 ISO against the New York Mets. So it doesn't give up too much power in general against any one of these players. Going over to the Atlanta side, Jake DeGrom here, just a very, very good pitcher. Again, another prime matchup against Atlanta. I do suspect he should get out and get the best of these guys. Atlanta is a very good hitting team. However, DeGrom is probably arguably a top three pitcher in the league. I really don't see this being a favorable matchup unless you're going for a very big GPP. That's the only way I can see you playing Atlanta hitters. Scrolling down to the next part of the slate, we're going to be going Pittsburgh and Minnesota. Right now, Holland is the pitcher going against Minnesota. He struggles immensely versus righties, and this is a mixed bag of righties and lefties in this Minnesota lineup. I like Garver here leading off. I like Cruz. I like Sano a lot in these spots. I mean, you look at this. Garver has a 379 ISO and a 450 weighted on-base average. Cruz has a 476 ISO and a 476 weighted on-base average. This is just a prime spot for this man in the three spot. If you guys are looking for a great cash option and GBP, I do like Minnesota as a one-off if you guys are looking at stacks for mid-size to big GPPs. Going over to Pittsburgh, we have a very bad pitching matchup here. Throop does struggle a lot versus righties, and he actually does not do too well against lefties either, but this is a small sample size of plate appearances. I don't really like Pittsburgh because they are not a very good hitting team, but if they do get it done, it's going to be today versus Throop. I just don't like either side of this matchup, and again, just screams GBP. Right now, my favorite team to target as a one-off of Colorado is going to be Minnesota if we're looking at just straight-up stats and not counting in ownership. Next on the list is going to be the White Sox versus Milwaukee. We have Rodon going against the Milwaukee hitters. Milwaukee has been struggling as of late. The plate appearances sample size we have is very small, yes, but they have not been living up to the hype that we got in the offseason outside of Yelich. Yelich is a very good left-handed hitter, and Rodon does do well versus left-handed hitters, so I don't like this matchup for Yelich. However, he should draw a little bit of chalk. Overall, this is a good GBP target for the pitching position. Switching over to the White Sox. The White Sox are actually off to a fantastic start hitting-wise, but they're going against Anderson. Anderson is a pretty good pitcher. This is a slate full of pitchers that are aces, and they're very good. So again, this is going to be a very hit-or-miss team yet again. With Anderson, the only good spot I see, because Anderson is not so good against righties, is Robert here leading off, Abreu, Jimenez, and McCann here in the sixth spot. Again, a very hit or miss spot for this team. Scrolling down to the Royals versus the Cubs. The Cubs, Mills does struggle against lefties a lot, so if we look across this lineup, the Royals don't have too many lefties, which is good for his matchup. Kansas City does end up being a good GPP option just because this isn't a prime ace for the Cubs. So again, I can see you targeting the Royals as another GPP option. Going over to the Cubs. The Cubs are starting Duffy. Duffy does struggle against lefties. Rizzo hitting in the two spot. I like him here. Hayward, I also do like him, even though he's not in the best spot. And a lot of green overall for the Cubs, being my second favorite option if we're looking at straight up stats other than the Minnesota Twins. So again, Duffy is a very streaky pitcher, and if they can get it going early, the Chicago Cubs, then I like this for a GPP option. Next on the list is obviously Coors Park. We already touched base on this, but Cueto does struggle immensely versus lefties. Dahl, a lefty. Blackman, a lefty. And Murphy, a lefty. McMahon, a lefty. So you can see why these guys are projected at a 7.09 total. But he is very good against righties. So Trevor Story might be a fade. Arenado might be a fade. And Kemp might be a fade. The rest of this lineup is lefties. So, very good team to target. I like these guys for cash and very, very small GPPs. I'm talking less than 10 people. If you guys want an edge, I do... I do think you should fade the Colorado Rockies. Going over to the Giants side, the second highest implied total on the slate. Gonzalez does struggle against lefties. Also, Dickerson, Belt, lefty, Sandoval, a lefty, and Crawford, a lefty, all the way pretty much throughout this entire lineup. However, the Giants really aren't that great. So, this is a GPP team to target. However, they are the second highest on the slate as far as implied runs. They are also cheaper than Colorado, which means that you can fit these guys in a little bit easier. These guys will draw some chalk. It's about finding the right stack. If you look at the later part of this lineup, again, you can find some low-owned gems. Hopefully, Gonzalez, not a good person to target for a matchup. All right, looking over to Oakland and Seattle, we have Sheffield. Not in a good spot. Struggles versus lefties and righties. Not a good pitcher. We have Oakland, a very good hitting team. I love these guys. These guys are going to actually top my list as being one of my favorite matchups. Righty with Semien, Chapman, Loreno, Kana, and this guy does struggle versus righties and lefties. Like I said, a lot of plate appearances for him against righties. Not so much versus lefties, so we have a small sample size. But really, I can get behind any one of these players. If they can get a relay going, I really do like this Oakland team. It seems like I always like this Oakland team, and they do come in at lower ownership. Since these guys are playing at 9 o'clock, again, they should carry very low ownership. Next on the list is going to be Seattle, Montes. Montes is a very good pitcher. Seattle, very bad hitting team. I'm probably not going to be as high on these guys, regardless of the ownership, even if they are bottom of the barrel. Seattle probably shouldn't be in the optimal today. A very low likelihood, especially with Colorado being on the slate at Coors Field. I don't like these guys. I'm just going to say it straight up. Going over to the last, but not least, the last game on the slate, we have Buehler, one of the best pitchers in the league, going against San Diego. San Diego's a pretty above-average hitting team. I don't like their matchup here. I like Buehler to get it done. These guys are not going to be high on my list. And, again, it is at Padres Stadium. Going over to the Dodgers, we have Paddock. Paddock is a streaky pitcher, keep in mind, but also a very good one. So I like this guy's matchup. If anything, target lefties versus this guy. We have Muncy, Bellinger, Seager, Peterson. All these guys are in decent spots. A very good GPP team for the Dodgers. And pretty much, like I said, anybody outside of that Colorado game is going to be a GPP option. Let's talk about pitchers real quick. If we sort this by value, which usually draws a chalk, Garrett Cole, Paddock, DeGrom, top the list, which means they're going to be fairly chalky. If I had to tell you my favorite pitcher on the slate, it's going to be the most expensive guy. And if we're going for value, like I said, DeGrom should get it done versus Atlanta. And that ends my video. Hopefully you guys disliked this video. If you guys did, please like that. Please hit that like button. Please hit that subscription button. And then, of course, please hit that notification bell. Of course, we'll be going live before lock to break all this down one more time. Check for our NBA breakdown a little bit later in the day where I will be going live before lock. With all that being said, guys, have a great rest of your day, and let's cash.